Next question is Billy Todd, spelled as B-I-L-L-I-E-T-O-D-D. Place is Sheffield Manor. Date is 1/12/13. Evaluation code number is 190, and evaluator's ID number is 060040, and the case number is 148004. Subheading identifying data, Peter and Lankara. Billy Todd is a 58-year-old, single, unemployed, African-American female who has been placed at Sheffield Manor on 1/10/2013, and her date of birth is listed as 6/9/1954. And the social security number is not listed, and the Medicaid number is social security number last four digits 5714, and has Medicaid, and chief complaint and reason for evaluation to make an assessment of her present psychiatric functioning and treatment recommendation. History of illness. She has a long history of previous psychiatric care and treatment and has been in and out of multiple psychiatric hospitals, dates and times of which she is unable to provide. And the last hospitalization reportedly was at Beaumont Hospital, from where she was placed at this nursing home. And reportedly been going to outpatient community mental health programs and was receiving Abilify, and has been doing better with that medication. And much of the hospitalizations, according to the daughter, were because of her aggressive and threatening behaviors and hearing voices and not being able to cope or care for self and presenting self as a danger to self and others. And she could not give the exact dates and times of the previous psychiatric hospitalization, and that she is very limited in her ability to communicate, mostly answering in one-word answers, and appears grossly confused and could not give any information in any specific chronological order, and has a difficult time and states that she was never in any psychiatric hospital, and the family reports multiple hospitalizations and no reported significant behavioral issues in the nursing home. According to the staff, that she is more needing supervision and redirection, tends to go into other people's areas and needed redirection, but responsible and follows redirection. No reported adverse effects on personal family history. Reports have been born and raised in Detroit, has five sisters and five brothers, has ninth grade education, work, could not say, never been married, but has five boys and six girls, and reports no alcohol or drug use, no reported problems with the law. Review of systems indicate left hemiparesis and CVA and hypertension and diabetes. She is presently on the following medications: hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, heparin 5,000 units, Q12 hours, Prilosec 20 milligrams daily, Senna 8.6 milligrams daily, multiple vitamin daily, folic acid daily, insulin aspart 6 units daily with meals, nifedipine 30 milligrams daily, FiberCon, and Xanax 0.25 milligrams Q6 hours PRN for anxiety, Abilify 15 milligrams daily, insulin sliding scale, aspirin 325 milligrams daily, and Cole daily, insulin aspartate 2 to 5 units with meals and at bedtime, Lantus 40 units daily, Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, Pravastatin 10 milligrams daily, nitroglycerin as needed, and there is no labs in the chart at the present time. On mental status examination, she is alert, but quite easily irritable and distracted, and jumps from one subject to the other with no eye contact. Psychomotor activity is slow but not retarded. No overt aggressive or threatening behaviors, and no noted signs of side effects from the medication. On and did not maintain an eye contact, and appears rather preoccupied, and is easily irritable but redirectable, appears to have been actively responding to internal stimuli. And screening for suicidal and unfair risk factors is rather negative, and no noted signs of side effects from the medication, and could not cooperate with mini mental status examination, and is confused and requiring constant supervision and redirection. Diagnostic impression, schizophrenia, chronic undifferentiated type, access 2, none 3, multiple physical problems as listed above, access 4, living in a nursing home, and access 5, 35 identified problems, alteration in thought, confusion, agitation, inability to make adequate judgments, and not able to comprehend what is explained to her. Treatment recommendation: in view of her good response to present medications, she is recommended to continue with Abilify 15 milligrams daily if that medication is available for her, as there was some question and concern with insurance issues. And if she is not able to get Abilify, then to start with Risperdal 4 milligrams at HS. And patient was educated about both the medications, and she did sign the consent. And the same was discussed with the assistant director of nursing, who is at the nursing home at the time that I was seeing this patient, who is checking with the pharmacy to see if she can get the Abilify, if she is able to continue with Abilify 15 milligrams daily, and to continue with periodic medication review and follow-up, medical care to continue as per the medical consultants at the nursing home. Prognosis: faithful remaining in the community, but guarded for in the nursing home, but guarded for alternative placement.